KFIZ News Time coming up on 9-11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning. It's the 10th day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios for March 10th of 2021. And it's time for hour number two to kick off this morning. And as we do on Wednesdays, we check in with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And today we are going to talk about Lemonade Day in 2021. Still going on. That's good. It did not happen last year because of the pandemic, but it's back on. And it's going to be a little bit different, as many things have been over the last year. So here to update us on what people could expect for Lemonade Day 2021 is Bernadette Erickson from Envision here this morning. Bernadette, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning, Spencer.
Thanks for taking some time to chat with us. Lemonade Day is back. That's definitely some good news.
You got it. We're making lemonade out of lemons this spring.
That's great to hear. Of course, things have been a little bit different for the past year, and things slowly starting to come back. And Lemonade Day, a really neat thing that Envision does each year. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Fond du Lac is still one of the few communities in Wisconsin that that does this Lemonade Day opportunity for kids in the community. But things are going to change a little bit here in 2021. Why don't you let us know kind of what's new this year for the 2021 edition of Lemonade Day?
Yes, absolutely. So for those in the community who are not familiar, Lemonade Day is an educational program that teaches children grades 3 to 6 about running a small business, financial literacy, goal setting, those sorts of good things, all through the tool of a lemonade stand. So we will still be moving forward with the program this spring, making modifications to ensure that it's as safe and precautious as possible in, as far as safety and health goes. So by that, we have made the requirement that all the stands will be drive-through in nature. Mm-hmm. And why that is more safe for us is that it's going to limit group sizes congregating around the stands and also ensure more of like a contactless experience so that the students will do different things like prepackage, any goodies they're going to sell, and just to make it a really smooth process and ensure social distancing.
If any folks out there have been around the community as part of Lemonade Day, I know every whatever day it takes place, usually the first weekend in May, it it draws crowds, and that's good because people are going out and supporting kids and you know, supporting their stands. And I know kids do their own kind of, you know, marketing as part of this too, and attract people to their stands with different things. So just to keep everybody safe, it's probably good to take that step, right, and ensure
social
distancing.
Yep, and there'll be different things. We'll be requiring all the children participating to wear masks. You know, we're going to ask that there's maybe one child doing the cash handling while another one is, you know, doing the food distribution from the stand, that sort of thing. You know, different requirements will be in place. We're just going to kind of go above and beyond as far as the safety precautions, just out of an abundance of caution for not only the children, but also for the community members that come out to support the kids.
So you talked about the different things the kids learn as part of this Lemonade Day each and every year. Can you explain a little bit more about what some of the skills that that kids are taking away in this age group from Lemonade Day?
Yes, absolutely. So one of my favorite components of the program is that they have to get a loan in order to cover all the startup costs for their lemonade stand. So, of course, this isn't a real loan from a financial institution, but rather it's one from mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, perhaps a school. Usually it's around $50 to $100, but then they have to pay it back after Lemonade Day with interest. So the children have to, you know, at the end of the day, count up how much they've made, pay, make sure their expenses have been covered, pay back that investor with interest, and then get to keep their profits. And one of the components of the program really encourages children to think about spending, sharing, and saving money wisely. And the sharing piece is really neat because a lot of teams decide to donate some of the money they make that day to a lot of different nonprofits across the community and across the country.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know I've seen scrolling through Facebook and some different things that Envision puts out. There are groups who donate to the Humane Society. They maybe donate to the food pantry. Mm-hmm. They donate to a lot of different community organizations, depending on where they are. And that's neat to see. That's a neat give back aspect too. But you know, just looking at some of the things that are covered, I mean, it's all important stuff we need later in life, right? Like budgeting and developing goals and even loans. So you get to learn a little bit about finance topics too, right?
Yes. Yep, exactly. That money just doesn't grow on trees, and you have to understand what it means to borrow and pay back, and then hard work to earn your own money on Lemonade Day. And yes, you're right. Communication, giving back to the community, entrepreneurship, all those are different things that are covered in the process.
So Bernadette, students in grades 3 through 6 can take part. What are some of the requirements to participate in Lemonade Day?
Yes, so this year we're really looking for parents and guardians to take their children through the learning process at home. So it's free to participate thanks to our generous sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, Society Insurance. But parents, you have until March 31 to register your students, and then all the materials will be provided to you so you can utilize either paper workbooks or there is a virtual curriculum that's really neat. And then you just guide your student through the process right at home, perhaps alone or with friends to make a team. And then Lemonade Day is Saturday, May 1st this year.
And usually how many students take part in Lemonade Day each year? Is there a set number? Does it vary by year, or is it still pretty high numbers of participation each year?
Sure. So it does vary every year. So 2 years ago, before COVID canceled our plans this past year, we had just shy of 300 kids participate, which ended up being about 70 lemonade stands spread across Fond du Lac County. This spring, I anticipate we might have a few, a little bit lower numbers as far as participation goes, but that's okay. It'll still be a great experience for the students that do participate. But again, it's available to students across the Fond du Lac area. So, you know, Girl Scout troops or Boy Scout troops, 4-H, all kinds of opportunity here, homeschool children, that sort of thing. So again, parents and guardians are really encouraged to sign their children up and participate.
And where can people sign up? Is that online?
It is online. It's right on our lemonadeday.org/Fond du Lac area website.
Very good. Bernadette, anything else we didn't cover here this morning?
I think the big thing is just don't forget Envision Greater Fond du Lac is here to serve you in the business community, and we have gift certificates that can be utilized at any member business across Fond du Lac County, and they're a great gift-giving option.
Very good. Bernadette, thanks so much as always. So we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bernadette Erickson joining us here from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping us up to date on the changes for Lemonade Day for 2021. It's back this year. That's good. May 1st is the date for Lemonade Day. And again, registration is required. It's open through the end of this month, March 31st. To find out more, go to lemonadeday.org. And you should be able to find everything there. The official link is lemonadeday.org/Fond du Lac area. If you want to find that, Envision has more on their website as well at envisiongreaterfdl.com. But looking forward to seeing those lemonade stands out and about on May 1st.